I'm in the hub, the home of live music, with the Ravenettes, everybody. Woo! Well, they love you today. How you doing?
Good.
Thank you very much for coming to see us.
Thank you.
Would you be kind enough to play us a song, and then we'll have a little chat in between?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Great. What's the first song you're going to do?
It's called Bang.
Bang.
Just bang.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Beautiful, bang. Thank you very much.
Thank
you. So, how are we?
Tired.
Tired? Why so?
Because we just flew in from Mexico City this morning.
How was Mexico City?
It was good. We played a show with Depeche Mode there, and it was really good.
Right, considerably hotter than London,
yeah.
One would assume. What a nightmare to fly into the rain.
It's okay.
It's all right. You can live with that.
Yeah.
I like the rain.
Where are you guys originally from?
Denmark.
You're Danish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why does it say here then that you wishes you had a German accent?
I didn't even hear the question.
That seems like a fairly peculiar thing that someone who's Danish would want a German accent. Have you ever said that before, Sharon?
No. Have I said something about that?
Maybe they got it wrong, and it said maybe she wishes she still had her natural
Danish accent
because you feel you've been too Americanized.
Completely Americanized, yeah.
Really?
But then I try to sort of get into the British accent when I'm here.
Right, okay. That's
bad. Working. Is that working out?
Yeah, no, that's working out all right. That's good. Don't go in for a kind of colloquial one. Like, do the received pronunciation that you're doing.
Okay.
Because Mark's wife, we sound the same, and his missus, she does this kind of weird Spanish Cockney thing, and it's not good.
It doesn't fly.
Danish Cockney. I don't think is going to work.
Well,
evil.
Now, Sunny, am I right in saying you celebrated your birthday in Hawaii this year?
I did, yeah.
Wow. Which island were you on?
I was on Oahu and the Big Island of Hawaii.
Right. Okay. What did you have lots of girls in the kind of rush matting dresses doing the hula for you for your birthday?
Yeah. We went to see like a local hula thing where they specialize in hula from the 20s and 30s.
Wow.
And so that was really nice, actually. So
did you hula?
No, I didn't, but I got a picture with them.
Very good.
Yeah, they look very nice.
Did you hula?
Have I hulaed? Not yet. It's still have that to explore.
Right.
I saw a question from you about the exercise. I guess that could be my exercise.
Yes, hula. Yes, yeah. We asked you if you guys exercise. You just say rushing to catch planes.
Yeah.
That's it. What your last missed plane?
Well, that was to Austin. We were supposed to go to Austin and play.
Is it a frequent thing?
4 days ago.
It used to be more frequent. I would say that I've always had a thing with time management.
Right.
I'm getting better.
And is this because, it's funny enough, we've only got one complaint about each other, and that's that Sunny says that you're always late for everything, which must be a disaster.
Sunny says that early is the new late, so I'm really trying to be early.
And Sharon, you say Sunny's a bit selfish.
Do I?
Yeah.
Well, that is actually true.
Really? What? I mean, how has he showed his selfish side to you recently? Always banging on about being on time.
Well, yeah, that I don't know. You know, actually, he's also getting. We're both getting better.
Wow, I like the fact you're working through your issues, guys. You know,
yeah.
Hopefully, another few years, you will have just worked everything out. It'll be all right. I heard that your music didn't, your stuff, that your equipment didn't turn up at a gig this year.
Well, it wasn't. It was actually not this year. It's a while back.
Was this when you got robbed, or was this another time?
Oh, that was another time. We've completely blocked that out of our memory.
Right, okay.
We're in denial of that.
I don't even know
that
what you're talking
happened.
About.
Yeah, yeah. No idea.
So this other time,
Glastonbury.
Really?
Yeah.
What you arrived?
Mm-hmm.
No
we arrived
instruments
from Switzerland, and then the gear got stuck in customs. I think the Swiss customs actually. So don't blame it on the UK.
Right. Okay. And did you play regardless? Did you go around and beg and borrow instruments?
Yeah, we tried, but
no one was forthcoming.
No. So we had
how
to.
How selfish.
Yeah, that was
them,
very
Sunny, yes.
Selfish.
Yes.
Talk about selfish.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, listen. Will you play another song for us?
Yes. Yeah.
What's this other one?
This song is called Last Dance.
Perfect.
Lipstick is smeared and sad. I adore you. I always have. And every time you overdose, I rush to intensive care. Another sad I'd stare before you disappear. This is the last dance, this is the last dance. Save it from me, baby. This is the last dance, this is the last dance. Save it from me, baby. Ooh. Save it from me, baby. Ooh. Save it from me, baby. You're a
wanna know if it's the last, if it's the last dance. I wanna know, I wanna know, oh baby, baby, please. This is the last dance, this is the last dance. Let's save it for me, baby. This is the last dance, this is the last dance.
Thank you very much. The Raveonettes, everybody. Their new album, In and Out of Control, is out today in all good record stores. If you want to find out more about what they're up to, www.myspace.com/TheRaveonettes. I'm sure you guys are doing a bit of touring whilst you're over here?
No.
No, just promo.
And party?
Just promo.
Promo and partying, right.
It's a night release party.
Okay, well, have a great time at the release party.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next time you're in town. Another big round of applause. The Raveonettes, everybody. You.